Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at ordinal numbers. So what are ordinal numbers? Well, these are used for things like dates, maybe the floor of a building where you live, the position or order of something. So let's look at a few examples. Let's start off with a date. My birthday is on the 21st of August. My birthday is on the 21st of August. I live on the fifth floor of my building. I live on the fifth floor. And the third example, she finished the race in 10th position. So you notice that these ordinal numbers are different to normal numbers. Maybe in other languages we don't use these for dates. You would say maybe 21 August. Well, in English we use the ordinal number for dates. 21st August, 17th of January and so on. And of course we use these ordinal numbers for other things as well, like the floor you live on in a building, the floor you work on, the position of something. Like in my example, she finished the race in 10th position. So how do we first of all say these, and then how do we write them? So we know that the number one is first, number two is second, number three is third. That's fairly simple, but make sure you do the same thing with these when you're talking about bigger numbers, like 21 becomes 21st. So if my birthday is on 21 of March, I would say the 21st of March. 22 becomes 22nd, 23 becomes 23rd, and so on. For other numbers, let's look at the small numbers first. We just put a th on the end of the number. So 4 becomes 4th, 5, be careful here, it doesn't become 5th, but it becomes 5th, 6 becomes 6th, 7, 7th, and so on. We do the same with numbers like 11, 11 becomes 11th, 12 becomes 12th, and so on. So that's how we say them. How do we write them as numbers? Well, let's look at first. With first, what are the last two letters of this word? They are ST. So when we write this number, we write the number 1 followed by ST, and that means first. If it's the number 2, we say second, and the final two letters of second are ND. So we write 2 and then ND. If it's the number 3, we say third, the final two letters of third are R and D. So we write 3RD. And for other numbers, like fourth, fifth, these numbers, the word, finishes in th. So for fourth, we write 4th. For fifth, we write 5th, and so on. And like I said before, remember that it's not just for these numbers, but when we get to the bigger numbers like 21st, 22nd, 31st, 47th, 58th, you need to write it in the same way. So for example, 23rd, as a number, you would write 23. And then because third finishes in the letters RD, you write 23RD. Okay, I'm going to give you some normal numbers now, and I want you to make them ordinal. So you can try to write them correctly as numbers, and then pause the podcast, do the work, and then I will tell you the answers. Okay, so here are some numbers. 21, 10, 7, 25, 33, and 42. So write those down and think about what is the ordinal number and how do you write the ordinal number as a number, not as a word, but as a number. Okay, let's look at the answers now. So 21, the ordinal number is 21st. 21st. And how do we write the number? We write 21, so 21, and then ST. The next one, 10. So the ordinal number is 10th. So we write the number 10, 10, and then th. The next one, 7. So the ordinal number is 7th. So we write 7, and then the letters th. Next, 25. So 25, the ordinal number is 25th. So we write the numbers 25, and then th. Next, 33. So the ordinal number is 33rd. 33rd. So this one we need to write the numbers 33 and then RD. 33 RD makes 33rd. And finally, 42. The ordinal number is 42nd. So we write as a number 42 ND to make 42nd. Okay, hopefully that's nice and clear for you how to use these ordinal numbers. Think about things like your birthday, the date of your birthday. So for example, my birthday is the 23rd of February. So I write 23RD to make 23rd. Think about yours. How will you write the date of your birthday? How will you write today's date using the ordinal number? So that's all for today's podcast. And remember, if you're interested in English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.